Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddy Potek. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting eighth. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting ninth. The catcher, Fran Healy. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Bruce Dalcanton. And now, play ball. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey strikes out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich takes first base on ball four. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalcanton fires over to first and Mayberry drops the ball. That's an error on Mayberry. Grich moves to third. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Potek moves to third. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Palmer covering, for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Palmer covering, for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Royals. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gritch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Williams and he is safe. Otis steals second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Otis moves to third. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Coggins. Pinson reaches second base with a double. Otis scores. McRae goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Royals. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baylor who is chasing the ball. Wolford reaches third base with a triple. Pinson scores. It's 5-0, Royals. Wayne Garland now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gritch hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams bunts towards the mound. Dal Canton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first, with Dal Canton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Healy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Healy. The throw from Williams and he is safe. Healy steals second. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Healy moves to third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Healy tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Rojas moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Healy and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson is called out on strikes. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Coggins hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Otis who is chasing the ball. Coggins reaches third base with a triple. Baylor scores. It's 6-1, Royals. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bumbrey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Orioles 1. The Royals will come to bat. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Pinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Wolford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinson moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Pinson moves to third. One out. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Healy takes first base on ball 4. Brett moves to second. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Potek hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pinson tags and scores. Brett tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 7-1, Royals. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rojas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brett scores. Healy moves to second. It's 8-1, Royals. Jesse Jefferson now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Otis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis bunts in front of the plate. Healy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Orioles 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Pinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Orioles 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Healy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Cowan's now playing center field. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Coggins hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bumbrey hits a line drive into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grich is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Orioles 1. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Robinson. Rojas moves to second. Al Cowan's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan's hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rojas moves to third. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rojas scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-1, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mayberry moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mayberry moves to third. McRae moves to second. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jefferson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank White now playing second base. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baylor is hit by the pitch. Davis moves to third. Williams moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 9, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Royal Stadium in Kansas City.